Yes, it's just that when I was teaching the slow learners, I thought that if they could learn local history, that would resonate more with them. And I think on the whole it did. And the reward for doing well in class was to be allowed out for a lesson to go and make a little local investigation. And of course, in these days of health and safety, it wouldn't be allowed, but I used to let them go out in pairs and investigate things like local churches. And I think manholes was another thing, the dates on manholes. anything I could find that was relevant to, that was accessible to them in during an hour if they left the school premises. And I think, I remember very vividly taking them to the local museum and having quite an exciting time with them there. So that's the only time I've used local history extensively. As regards the examining, the thing that I learned very forcibly as time went on is how imprecise marking essays is. We tried an experiment by which all the examinees used NCR paper, no carbon required paper, and I had to remark every paper on which my colleagues, the two colleagues who'd done the marking, were more than 5 marks apart, and I ended up by remarking a third of all the papers that were taken. And that just shows how imprecise marking is and how this ridiculous sort of business. 5 marks would be the difference between a D and a B, for example, in those days. And it gave me a very jaundiced view of a system which pays too much attention to grades. That's the... I think that marking essays is incredibly difficult, actually. And marking the kind of essays I want young people to write is in particularly difficult, because it's not reproduction of particular material, but it's also the arrangement of it and so on.
Mm. But despite your frustration with that unfairness, you continued to be a chief examiner?
Until I went to Sevenoaks, yes, I didn't have time after that.
Mm. But did you feel you were able to, if you like, improve the system at all?
Well, yes, it got a lot more elaborate as I went on. I mean, when I first started marking, all that, when I was with C.P. Hill, all that happened was that I was given the paper, and we used to meet and mark 2 or 3 of the papers to get some ideas of as to what we ought to be aiming for. And I'd send him 2 or 3 scripts that I'd marked, and he'd tell me that I was far too severe. And we'd go on from there. But by the time I'd finished, we were having meetings of all the examiners with skeleton answers and points they would look out for and so on. It was, but of course the numbers involved increased enormously during the time I was doing it. I think when I started there were 3 of us marking Cambridge A-level English history, and by the time I finished it was a dozen or 15 or even more.
That's during the 1960s.
During the 1960s, yes. Increased enormously.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hinton.
Okay.